Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer-Moffitt, CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business, and we're friends like my friend, Dr. Andy. Well, we don't let friends feed kibble now, do we, Dr. Andy?
No, we do not. Good morning.
Good morning. Good Monday morning.
Yes.
Is it going to be a good week?
Always. Right?
Yeah, right. And yes. I want to talk today about this new ingredient or this new drug that's come out that you sent out in your newsletter called Librella. Like umbrella.
Right. Yes. Like rhymes with umbrella. Yep.
Librella. But first, tell us a little bit about why chiropractic work for pets, because I'm coming to see you right after we get off the show today. Why chiropractic for pets can extend their lives? Why? Why?
And I've seen it. It actually does on occasion.
More than occasion.
The basis is when I put an impulse, or your animal chiropractor or your chiropractor puts an impulse into the body, we stimulate the nervous system. That nervous system is in charge of everything, right? It's in charge of how your organs work. It's in charge of how your immune system works. It's in charge of how quickly your ligaments, tendons, and muscles stabilize all those joints. It's the end all be all. And when you keep that in tip-top shape with chiropractic adjustments, your animal ends up staying in tip-top shape a lot longer.
You know, that makes so much sense to me. And yet so many people don't know about chiropractic work for pets. They have no idea, right?
They have no idea I exist or any of us exist. And when I've been doing this a little over 20 years. It's been around. One of the founding chiropractic schools, and we've talked about this, had an animal clinic back in the 1920s or something. I don't remember the dates. So it's been around a long time because everything has all these mammals, right? Especially the mammals we live with, dogs and cats, horses, have nervous systems. And so, yeah, it's been around for a long time. It's also very hard, even if people do know we exist, to bring in their perfectly happy, healthy, well animal to get adjusted. You're doing it with laws, but it's hard. Preventative care is one of the hardest sells, I think, on the planet.
Not hard for me, because I just see too many sick, crazy, unwell dogs. And the other thing I see is the extreme financial stress that it causes. And just stress all the way around in the human's family, right? Yep. When that happens, I've got a neighbor right now, right? Who is really stressing because her dog hasn't eaten in 5 days. Now, I don't know what that means. You know, it had a limp. It started a long time ago. And she kind of does this, you know, most traditional care versus, you know, just feeding raw, and then calls me and wants to know what's wrong with the dog. And I'm like, you know,
yeah,
can't say.
And how old's the dog?
Yeah, right. 11. But, you know, this whole leptospirosis scare that the vets do, right? Simply because the dog is limping on, you know, and when she walks, I don't see her limping. I guess she does some things at work, at home. But, you know, when you're taking four different pharmaceuticals and the dog stops eating, and then you take them in and you do blood work and they're like, I think she might have leptospirosis. And I'm thinking, well, most dogs die pretty quick on lepto, you know, when they get that disease.
Well,
it presents a little bit like Lyme too, right?
Yeah. You know, I don't know that. I didn't know lepto did any kind of joint pain, limping type stuff. I thought it was strictly vomiting and diarrhea, lethargy, like really, really bad flu, dehydrate, don't recover.
Let me clarify this. The vaccine, the lepto vaccine will cause side effects that look like Lyme disease.
Okay.
Yeah, right. Sorry.
Okay. Two different things, but okay.
Yeah.
Not that that's okay, people.
No, it's not. But I'm like, okay, the elevated liver enzymes, the white blood cells, this has been going on for a while. And mm-hmm. so what this vet is saying is, well, your dog tested positive for Ehrlichia, you know, years ago. And it's like most dogs are probably going to test positive because they have been exposed to maybe a tick or something along that line. Doesn't mean that they're sick, right? And so, yeah, sorry, I keep interrupting.
No, it's okay. No, I'm thinking. That was my thinking.
It was your thinking.
Face, nod, whatever it was. Yeah, so, you know, what kind of tick stuff do we have beyond that? Or is now that predominating? You know,
yeah,
Ehrlichia.
Because there's so many things that go on, right? In a dog's gut biome, which this is very funny. On the podcast last week with Dr. Judy, she was telling me that she went for her credits, you know, her CE, her continuing education credits there in Tennessee. And she said, you know, the interesting thing is that they are finally admitting that a dog has a gut biome and that metronidazole is damaging the gut biome. And we've only been saying that for how long?
It's just now getting there.
I don't know what it is. It's like, hey, if you want about 10 years earlier information, you might want to listen to the holistic group, but you know. Yeah. So
we don't know what we're talking about.
Most of the time, right? That's right. The thought.
That's the thought.
Yeah. So like when a dog stops eating, there's a reason for sure. There's a reason, right? Is there a tumor? Is there a toxin? Are the kidneys shutting down? But, you know, again, sick dogs act sick, right? Mm-hmm. So there's no vomiting, no diarrhea. The poops are still good when she does eat. So she must be eating something.
So not eating is very different from not eating her normal amount.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get pet parents to clarify what they exactly mean. Oh, they're not eating. Except for all the treats that I give them all throughout the day, that probably makes up a good portion of their caloric needs. So then let's not eat dinner, right? Like, we've got the devil's in the details,
right,
of what is not eating.
Yeah. And this dog was on gabapentin as well, which we know gabapentin is not the greatest out there, but there were like four others. But anyway, I don't know, guys. I don't know. If you have a dog that has stopped eating, that we've got issues with, then you want to work with one of our experts too, because they've got the time to go through the whole questionnaire, right? Mm-hmm. That whole questionnaire. And you know, we're going to talk about Librela here in a second, but I wanted to talk about this. So there's a dog or a pet parent that had a dog supposedly die eating raw.
Okay.
Supposedly it was from Salmonella. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, which strain? As Dr. Cowan would say, this is the way, and it wasn't through my company, it was another company. Okay. This Salmonella has about 1,200 different strains. So Dr. Cowan would say this: get that strain, link it back to the food if it's actually that strain. Okay. Then you take that strain and you isolate it and you subject it to a well dog. Now people are like, oh my gosh, you're going to try to kill a dog. This is the way you do it, guys. You would say, all right, how much of that strain right there of all of them, right, mm-hmm. is going to be toxic to a dog? Nobody will do that test. And furthermore, this particular pet parent will not release their medical records to show what was going on with this dog. And yet the vet and I don't know if it was the FDA, but they are saying, look, we can't connect the food to, we don't have any evidence. Mm-hmm. But this is what happens. Right. So I find that very curious, Dr. Andy, don't you, that somebody would say, hey, your food killed my dog. Mm-hmm. However, I'm so concerned that I won't release the medical records to you.
Right. Yeah.
Something's a little weird with that.
Yeah, it is. It's a little weird. You think you could just say it and it must be true.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. You actually have to do some homework and figure out if that's actually what's going on and we need those records.
Right, right. And I will tell you that I read something today. There's a new PURR Act that they're trying to pass, yes, which will centralize the FDA to be able now to look at labeling laws, to look at ingredients, to look at this. And although I think that's great for the kibble industry, I'm not sure how that's really going to work because they're all in bed together.
Yeah. And I was going to say, that's just another cook in the kitchen that
mm-hmm, that's,
the
that's,
soup, the soup still may not taste real good.
Right, 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 right. You know, and they're always putting out something like that. So I found that very interesting. And the way that you slant everything, Dr. Andy, is you make it look like we're going to protect you or we're mm-hmm. going to protect your pets, but we're going to take a lot of freedoms away and we're going to take a lot of good things away because really our agenda is something over here, right?
Yes.
So I think that sometimes when I'm looking and debating very hard about deleting my Nextdoor app because they're always causing problems. Right? It's like
my husband does Nextdoor. I do not. I can't handle it. I can't handle it.
I think it's the most grumpy police state. It's like the guy in the white truck with the license plate, this, you need to slow down. You killed a deer or you did this or you I went to this restaurant and they suck. And it's like, why don't mm-hmm. you just don't go back? Why do you have to try to ruin a business?
Yeah.
I mean, if they killed your kid because they had terrible food and it was all poison, I mean, that's a totally different, scenario. But I'm just saying. What I'm saying is this, Dr. Andy. I don't think people realize that some things do not need to be griped about so much because you're just going to hurt yourself in the future. Pick your battles wisely.
Went to the grocery store yesterday and there was a car parked where she shouldn't have been parked and she was oblivious. She was blocking the Subaru and the Subaru was trying to get around her and then we're trying to cross the street and I'm like, we get back to the car and I'm like, it's like a full combat sport out here these days. Like, and everyone just needs to take a breath. Subaru didn't need to get all that upset, just needed to go around her. Yes, she should have moved. Oh, and he wanted to yell at her. Sean's like, you don't need to yell at her. It was like,
I know.
It's full combat sport. I'm done with errands today. Thank you. Done with people.
Right. Right. What do you think, Dr. Andy, when you're looking at health of a pet, right? Mm-hmm. What is the most important thing that we want to concentrate on? You know, if we had steps 1 through 5, number 1, being the best, what Do we really want to concentrate on certain things that get us nowhere? What are the top five things that you would say if you're working with a client, you're working with somebody on a, you know, overall wellness plan? What are your top five things?
Wow. That's a great question.
I know, I'm full of them.
You know, I, that's my way to stall because I don't have an answer.
Because I don't prep you for these shows.
No, she does not. Five overall. Well, weight. I think number one's weight. You have an overweight dog. Number one is ludicrous. You're in control of that. You can fix that. Damn, five?
Come on, Dr. I'm going to listen for you.
Everybody's different.
Diet.
Okay, listen. Okay, diet.
Water.
Okay.
Exercise. Adjustments. And I'm going to go with no toxins in the body. Okay. That would be if you, to me, and maybe you say diet is no toxins, but what I have found is that is not true.
Those are two different things.
Two totally different things.
Yeah. And I think we talked about it even on the last show, you know, what are you cleaning with? What other things are going in there? Your pharmaceuticals are toxins, people. And if they're not needed.
Yeah.
But we forgot sunshine. Get your animals outside.
Exercise in the sun.
Yes. Outside. Okay.
I'm going to say that exercise in the sun because you can't exercise very well in the house.
Well, a lot of people go to classes instead. And so they are doing stuff under blue lights, you know, obedience, rally, agility. They're inside all weekend long exercising inside. And so maybe agility trials, pick those that are outside, get outside. I literally round up all my animals. They're so mad at me because it's cold in the morning still. We go and sit out and watch the sunrise. And the littles are sitting there shaking.
She loves me.
No, I'm so mean. The two littles get picked up. But they're fine, people. They're fine. We're out there a whole 20 minutes.
Right. So diet, make sure the water's clean. So the diet's got to be an evolutionary diet, right?
Yes.
Which means what did these animals eat before kibble decided to come in and ruin everything? Okay. Yes. So diet, water, exercise in the sun. Don't put toxins in your dogs and then get them adjusted. I really, truly believe and see the science behind chiropractic work. Just like what you said, you're putting an impulse in there. You're making everything work better. And dogs cannot tell us, my neck hurts, my back hurts. I mean, they sort of can because they're licking in weird places, right?
Yes.
And things like that. But they're so stoic that they probably are hurting and we don't even know it.
Right. Or by the time they do say something, it's generally pretty bad.
Right.
Yeah. And actually, I have a client of yours contacted me and was able to get in today.
What?
I know. One of those random moments. Boxer licking front legs. So we're going to take a look at that neck.
Yeah, I would like to
see what we can do.
Yeah, let us know about that. Mm-hmm. So speaking of pain, Dr. Andy, in your last email that went out, you're talking about this new drug called Librela. I can't believe, first of all, that there's a new drug on the market. It is beyond me.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? It's so weird. Anyway. Okay, Librela is the first and only monthly injectable. Oh, yay. Anti-nerve growth factor. It's a monoclonal antibody therapy for dogs with osteoarthritis pain. You know what? I just want to say this really quick before you tell us whether you are going to give it a thumbs up or thumb down. people like this word monoclonal antibody. They like that word. They love that word because they got to hear about it three years ago.
Yep.
But what?
And it was touted as a good thing during that time. Mm-hmm. And I know people that went and got those monoclonal antibodies when they were ill. But actually, if you read the studies along with the other medication that Fauci was using in all the hospitals, I'm blanking on the name. Do you remember which one that was?
Remdesivir? That sort of thing?
Remdesivir. Yeah, something. Remdesivir. That was
killing the kidneys, you mean?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was full. It was all organ failure. The monoclonal antibodies in that study just killed less people.
Mm-hmm.
That was really their claim to fame, folks. Right? So monoclonal antibodies, essentially, and they do a bunch of stuff with them. They've been around since, I think, 1988. And they combine our DNA with generally another species of DNA to inhibit a protein in the body. And that protein has functions throughout the body. That's very, very simple. Librela dampens, inhibits, limits nerve growth factor. That's what its job is. In dog DNA is mixed with, I love this, Chinese hamster ovary cells.
Just the Chinese hamsters.
Yes, and they've been used for a long time. They are very prolific, and they make a lot of proteins in the body. So they want this inhibiting protein to go after these nerve growth factors. Okay, so if your dog has osteoarthritis, which is bony changes in the joint, right? Arthritis, I mean, we can get nitpicky, right? Arthritis could just be some inflammation in the joints, and that could be traumatic, and that can be transient. And if you have that arthritis, it can develop into osteoarthritis. So you do most likely, I recommend getting an x-ray, actually proving you have OA before you go off and do Librela. But nerve growth factor is involved in a lot of the inflammation and pain involved with OA. They have figured this out somehow, some way. Great. Wonderful. We give them an injection. We dampen that. The pain goes away. Your dog's amazing, right? That's what was coming out of a lot of veterinarians when this hit the market here in the US in November of 23. It's been overseas in Australia and the EU for a couple of years. So we do have some real world anecdotal information. You have to pretty much go to Facebook for that. There's Facebook groups. So go check those out. I actually listed one in the newsletter if you're on my newsletter list. Get some real world instead of what I was hearing from clients and from vets. It has no side effects.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
That's a lie. And actually, one of my favorite sayings about prescription drugs, period, is there's no side effects. There's just actual effects.
Right.
you just get other effects. Because it's not nature made. Big pharma is not nature made. So we're going to dampen this nerve growth factor. That nerve growth factor is involved in your peripheral nervous system. It's involved in all of your sensory parts of that. So it's not just this single one thing that gets dampened for pain and inflammation. It dampens the entire peripheral nervous system. Nice. Great. We should do that. It also is involved in the beta cells of the pancreas. Those beta cells make insulin.
Uh-oh.
So if you have a dog with previous pancreatic issues, this would be a no-go. And are you possibly going to cause some pancreatic issues? Possibly. We don't know. And what was the other one? I'm blinking at the moment. Hang on. I have my notes, if I can find them. Where'd they go? Anyway, but those are a couple really, it's interwound in all of the tissues in the body. So it's not just, we just inhibit this one thing that's causing inflammation because of the arthritis. The body does not work like that. Oh, yes. And they're one of the precautions, because I actually read the darn insert. I went to Zoetis, read the insert, read what they wrote on there. They don't know if it'll impact the heart and cardiac tissues. They just don't know. Because Zoetis did a 3-month study here in the US and they did a 3-month study in the EU on those poor beagles that they're still using, people. And then those dogs that got the shots, because it was a double blind study, they followed them for another 6 months. So actual studies have not lasted longer than 9 months. A new drug. So any dog that's taken it longer than 9 months is in uncharted territory. That's why you need to go and get the real world anecdotal information from Facebook, because you need to get it from the real people that have been doing this and seeing what they're seeing in their dogs. Because according to Big Pharma, you get a little infection at the injection site. You get UTIs were pretty popular, because that's the other one. It does dampen the entire immune system. Oh yeah, forgot that one. Sorry. So it's going to dampen your entire nervous system, dampen the immune system. It could impact that pancreas. There has been reported elevation in bun and creatinine, which are your kidney factors, although no long-term renal, but long-term is 9
death.
Months.
Right. There's no long-term death impact on this as of yet.
So. Yeah. But one of the things listed in the Canadian insert was death. They literally wrote that on the insert for this drug was death. And a client, I was kind of thinking, okay, an injection, that's kind of nice, right? Especially if you don't want to give pills to your dog every day, or they don't like taking pills and it's just one trip. But what I have learned is, and this makes sense too, I'm glad somebody pointed out to me because I'm a little slow, is that once that's in there, in the body, and they have a reaction, how do you stop it? The half-life is 14 days long. If it causes a massive, for whatever reason, your animal ends up being sensitive to this and it causes a massive autoimmune reaction, it could kill your dog, because you can't reverse that. You can't get it. You can't stop the pills, right? You can't stop that next dose of pills, right? It's in there.
Because this is a shot.
It's a shot. Oh, and it's never been studied to interact with vaccines. They have no idea. They have no idea how it'll interact if your dog is also on Cytopoint, which is a different monoclonal antibody for atopic skin stuff. So do not take those two together. Because then you're going to shut down the immune system in two different ways. Yay. And so, yeah, and yet I'm still on the fence for my old dog. Because end of life comfort, I think, is about the only place Librela could be of some use.
Yeah, I didn't use it on Asta, that's for sure. But people tend to jump to conclusions that their dog is in X amount of pain and then and go this direction, right?
Yes.
When there are a lot of other things that you can do, and you list this in your email, you know, you're like, one, eliminate from the diet all carbohydrates, guys, all carbohydrates, right? Get your dog on a species appropriate. That means a raw diet. And you list this here, Dr. Andy, and you're saying, you know, make sure you have fish, lamb, and green-lipped mussels in there. And also you can do turmeric, make sure it's clean and, you know, it's activated with black pepper, that
black
sort
pepper.
Of
thing. Yep.
But you also want to bring in homeopathy and canine chiropractic care. Those three things right there, we have seen reduce dogs' pain in their joints. I mean, just try it on yourself. Try to take out all the processed foods. I might even say dairy. Okay.
You should say dairy. People might lynch you for that, but you should. Yes. Dairy is very important, folks. It's highly inflammatory.
Right. So I would say, like my mom, she's got this arthritis and she was doing these milk slushies. And I was like, you know, like frozen. I was like, Mom, you got to take out the dairy. I'm mm-hmm. sorry. You got to take out the dairy and get you some fatty acids in there.
Yeah. Eat some and the dairy free stuff that's made out of oats. Not good. Yeah. And then you have generally. Yeah. It,
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you say, after you do all that, give it some time. You know, I would say always do 6 sessions at least in mm-hmm. chiropractic care. Right. Then stage 2, you say, look, add in massage, acupuncture, rehab exercises. You can do cold laser therapy. You can do red light. You can do biophotomodulation, CBD, joint protective products, like some clean, good glucosamine. Mm-hmm. Right. So now there's a lot of things to do there, Dr. Andy, before we just go and get something to inject into our dogs that hasn't been out there very long and that's being produced by the very people that are producing some of the things that are causing our dogs to not be well.
Yes. Absolutely.
Right? Right? Mm-hmm. Lots of things that we can do. Now, if, like you just said, if you're at end of life.
Yep.
But even then, Dr. Andy, what would you do if you like...
Right. Like that's, am I going to end up if I... Okay, so Gizmo is my tripod. Mm-hmm. And so his mobility is minimized. I'm more concerned about his cognitive. He has very deep conversations with the cabinet doors a lot. Until you tap him on the butt. And he's like, oh, hi, there you are. So that, you know, that's concerning. And we do stuff for that. But he's not going to make it through another winter. I'm not going to subject him to another winter. So that means, okay, this summer, these few months, do I do this? But even, and he gets adjusted. He has a massage scheduled today. I mean, I have red light. We have PMF, like on and on and on. I do all of this, but is it still something I want to do and cause other problems? Because he doesn't have, I mean, his kidneys are slowing down. That's age related. That's just what happens to kidneys. But we have no pancreatic issues. He's eating really well. He, you know, he has all this other stuff. I'm like, do I want to cause any problems? But I do. But I did have one client, and the dog has been doing amazing on it. Had 2 shots. I think I see her again after her 3rd one. And he's just thrilled to have a little bit more time with her because we were starting to have that conversation, you know.
So she's doing Librela,
mm-hmm. yeah.
But this dog is in stage.
Oh yeah. Like week, it would have been weeks away. Yeah.
Okay. So weeks away because of age or because age. Of joints?
Oh yeah. She has been, truly diagnosed, it probably has peripheral neuropathy. And so the back legs were just completely stiff and knuckling and dragging. And she just kind of stumbles around and super sore up front. But any of the NSAIDs gave her, you know, loose stools. And so that was really messy when she kept landing in it. And so that wasn't really that viable. And all the baths that were involved was causing problems. And so it was pretty much, we're looking at putting her to sleep or we're going to try the Librela.
Okay. I get that.
So that case, and it's worked. She came in the next time after the first shot and she comes in every 2 to 3 weeks. Like dad's so good about so much of this stuff, mm-hmm. And CBD and, you know, and it's a young family and they have a new baby and he's still doing such a good job with the dogs. And she came in so much bright eyed and moving around so much better. So do your own due diligence, people. I also think the senior dogs that haven't been, if you're listening to this podcast, haven't been vaccinated for a while because they have enough immunity and you finally got your vet on board that you don't have to worry about that interaction. And right. Like, And so that maybe is not that big of a deal, but these young dogs, this is not a run to medication.
Do in your opinion, from what you've seen, are they marketing to all dogs, or are they saying this is for end of life? Which doesn't sound like
they are not saying that.
I didn't think
so. No, they are not saying that at all. They are marketing to all dogs. I had one veterinarian, very disappointing. I have a little dog. He also comes in every 6 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that. Cute little dog. And he's a nervous wreck. He's just one of those guys that gets in his head occasionally and likes to go in the closet and shake a lot. And he's an only dog. It's just him and mom, you know? And so he's always done these cyclical things. And she thought he was in pain again. I'm like, why don't you text me? I would have talked you off the ledge. You wouldn't, you know, would have saved you about $400 because he does this.
It's $400 for a Librela?
No, just the visit to the vet.
Oh, gotcha.
So he was going, and all she told him is he's shaking in the closet more. Okay, veterinarians don't have a lot to do with that, right? Like, what do they do with that? And so I think they ran blood work and they checked a few things. And yeah, the vet gave him a shot of Librela. But never told her that she needed to follow up with another shot or any informed consent about anything. And we don't even know if this dog has osteoarthritis. I don't think he does. My hands are on him every 6 to 8 weeks. He gets sore.
Well, I also read in your information that it can cause hypersensitivity and the dog's already hyper.
Yes. Yes. I do worry about that with our senior crowd, that if they're already getting anxious because their sight's going down, their hearing's going down, that we add this, that their anxiety will go up. I haven't seen it yet, folks, but that's high on my list to keep an eye out on. So if you have a super anxious dog, not probably a good idea at any point.
Right. But I like how you've broken it down. Excuse me. If you have a dog in the stage, your choice is put the dog down or give him some more time. Great choice, right? Mm-hmm. Can be a great choice. We got a 3-year-old that's having some hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, probably not the drug of choice, right? Mm-mm. So many other things that you guys can do that is get the diet right, get those carbohydrates out, pull any dairy out. Let's get some good fatty acids in there, some green lip muscles. Let's get your dog adjusted, acupuncture, massage, red light therapy, a lot of things you can do. Now, nothing I can do about those that say that's too inconvenient. Mm-hmm. I don't have a solution, right? These are our solutions for how to keep your dog healthy. Does it cost money? Cost money. Yes.
And time. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Those stage 1, 2, and 3, that's a lot of time there, folks.
Do you have this posted on your website, Dr. Andy, this particular article? It's in your archives, right?
Not yet, because it just went out. So.
But it will be.
Yeah.
So if you're listening to this and you want to take a look at that, get over to animalmagiccare.com, animalmagiccare.com. You can read all about Librela, whether you want to do that or not, look at the side effects, the pros, the cons, the risk, all of that, and then get yourself a consult with Dr. Andy at animalmagiccare.com. Make sure that your dog is on a species appropriate diet. Okay. Got to get that part done first and foremost. You can do that right here at rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where your pet's health is our business. And what, Dr. Andy?
Friends don't let friends feed kibble.
That's right. I'll see you next week.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.